Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to MidWatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our broadcasting platform that we have here now on Shoutcast Radio and available to any type of phone via HTML5 broadcasting that we have with the radio station now. It's amazing what God is doing and the doors God is opening, but also it's just amazing how God has things in place for you when you need it. 5 years ago when we built the station, the technology that I was thinking of that I needed was not available. Praise God. But it is available now, and it just took a little bit of research by accident, found this thing. But do we believe in accidents? I mean, I really believe God has a plan and a place and a perfect time for you to be at. So it's never an accident, and it's always something encouraging when God gives you something that you have in his hand and that he has it in your hand. And the other day I was talking to my cousin who just ventured over to another church, and I told him, you know, you can't hold something in your hand because then you're keeping God from putting something in your hand. And I think that's important for all of us to know that we can't hold on to things. We got to trust God that he's going to open up things and put things in our hands that we need. So I want you to chime in on me. If you could just go ahead and email me, david@revmedianetwork.com, and let me know if you're hearing the broadcast fine and if it's all clear on your end. But from my end, I'm seeing everything and all the things that are popping up. It looks good. Praise God. It looks really well. This is our first broadcast. We're going to go about half an hour, and we're just going to test out the system. But we did a little bit of a test on Tuesday, and next week we'll be back to our full 1 hour show. But today I just wanted to just jump in, test this out. My sinuses are just really, as you can tell in my voice, I sound more manly now. But it's just my voice is getting hit with it, my sinuses. Anyway, I wanted to come in at least do a half an hour show, at least encourage those that are listening to say, hey, you know, God is doing great things with this station. We are enjoying the new platform. We're able to put all the channels online and push them through a server instead of having to push them on a computer, which is far better than a lot of things that I've seen. And you look at things and you try and see what's the best fit, what's the best thing to happen. And that's how you just do your ministry, my friends. If we can talk just a little bit about today about doing ministry and about just creating opportunities. Praise God. God's going to give you the opportunities. But sometimes, you know, the Bible says, I give you the working of miracles, not the gift of miracles. I give you the working of miracles. So sometimes we got to work out something and create something for God to be creative with us. And I believe that God has a powerful, powerful ministry for everyone that's listening right now. I was with some friends last night that hadn't talked to for quite some time, and I've known them for a while, but we never really sat down and just said, hey, you know, what's going on in your life? We just so busy. Both of us are very active, and both his whole family's active in ministry. They've been in active ministry forever. And I just visited with them, and we just hit it off really well. And it's funny because you have those people in your life that you probably don't talk to all the time and that you just know. And I've known them for over 20 years possibly, since I think 94, 95. So at least 20 years, going on 18 years, I guess. And I tell you, it's like you don't know what's happening, you know, what's happening in their life. But they're awesome people, and I was able to spend time with them and just talk about different things. And we found out we are exactly like one another. I mean, I knew he was a go-getter, and he knew I was a go-getter. But we just had like-minded ideas. And I tell everybody, this is something that I have to share with you, that you need to work with like-minded people. You need to work with like-minded individuals. You need to work with people that really want to see good things happen for you. You can't put yourself out there with people that don't know and don't care exactly what's going on in your life. You need people that want to see great things happen for you. And when you find those people, you need to stay with those people and work with them, because that's where you're not going to have complications. That's where you're going to have people that rejoice when great things happen. hug you when things are crazy and bad, and just completely love you. That is what God is wanting you to do. That is how God has built this entire system. You know, the Word of God says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Unless they agree. Unless they participate together in the same like minds. We have to have a like mind. We have to be able to do the things that we do and push things forward. Now, we're not all going to have the same ideas. We're not all going to have the same way we would do those ideas. But we have like-minded on what we want to get done. And they have a general care of each other's ministries. That's when you work like-minded. You're not going to overstep. You're not going to do things. And you know what's funny? I have been talking to people in private about putting together a team of 20 pastors. And it's been in my spirit. And my friend as well has the same vision. So this was not an accident. Like I said, there is not an accident in God's work. God has a divine place. There's a place called there, the Bible says. God told to go to a place called there. And there they would find their provision. There they would find everything that they need. There is a place called there for each one of us. For each one of us, and I will Google that during the break, and I will find out on my Bible software who he was talking to. I apologize. I have been kind of under the weather here, so my brain in mapping out the Bible, as usually does. Okay, y'all know I usually call my pastor, and I ask him about, hey, where is this in the Bible? Where is it? I can't find it. But really, my friends, I'm just saying that we need to see the good things that God has done in our lives and see the good things that God is about to do in our ministries and stuff. A lot of people cry, well, I don't have this, I don't have that. Well, what do you have? I will tell you something phenomenal. I have been ready to start this entire production studio here, the second studio that we have, but I hadn't done anything in it. But I keep praying about it. I keep asking God about it. I keep saying, and I can see it in my spirit, praise God. Remember what I always say, if you see it in your spirit, you'll be able to hold it in your hands. And I do, I see that. But I don't see one thing in there growing yet. And I'm a visual, praise God. I see things, and it gets me excited in the spirit when I see one thing come in. Now, are you like that? Do you see one thing come in? Do you see like one thing possibly come into your life that you're like, oh man, now I'm excited about God. Now I know God does things. Remember the story I shared with you about the lady that prayed that D.L. Moody would come to her church, and she couldn't get out of bed much. She would just pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. And then one day, and for years she did this, then one day by accident is what everybody said, D.L. Moody ended up at her church preaching. I don't know how you get an accident going to a place to preach, but he was on a sabbatical and they asked him to pray. And pray about coming and preaching. They really were want him to preach, and he was on vacation in London, and he took some time because this pastor was persistent, and he went to go preach there. Well, this lady had been praying for quite some time. She'd seen an article of him in the paper about great things that Moody was doing in America, and she said, I need to see this stuff happen in my church. I need to see this stuff happen now. I want to see miracles happen the way that I'm reading here in America. And do you know, through nothing other than prayer. Praise God. Nothing other. Can we all say that? Nothing other than prayer. That she, her sister came in one day banging on the door saying, you got to wake up. You got to check this out. And she goes, guess who preached at our church today? Guess who preached at our church today? Guess who was our guest preacher? And she named a few people that maybe the pastor would have on his little carousel of preachers that come in to preach. And none of them were the ones that preached. And she said, but none other than Mr. D.L. Moody from the USA himself. Now, I tell you, my friends, that's amazing. When you see that God answers prayer. But listen to her, what she said. She said, she jumped out of her bed and she said, do you know what this means? Do you know what this means? That God hears my prayers. God hears my prayers. There's no accidents, my friend. No accidents in the spirit or anything else, my friends. God has a purpose and a plan. He is moved by your prayers. He has a will for you, a will for what God is going to do in your life. And you just got to trust him. You just got to trust that he will do it. He will make it happen. He will shine like none others have shined in your life. And it'll be an amazing, amazing day what God does for you. And we'll be right back. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to take a quick 5-minute break. We'll be right back. God bless. In a minute, I guess, this thing's taking forever to turn on. But we'll have it come on in just a second. I guess we won't be taking a break right away. Here we go. Maybe not. Hold on. Okay, again, what did I say? We're testing the equipment. We're testing it, and it's not passing the test here. I wonder why not. Am I in the right thing here? It's connected. Praise God that we are take the day to test this part. This is the... Oh, duh. It's been so long since I've done this, my friends, that I was not... All right. Here it is. Now we'll do it. That should start up. There we go. That is not. Okay, can you say edit? We are going to edit in a few days here on this show. There we go. Praise God. We'll be right back.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do with it?
Has worry taken over your life? Do you worry about your finances, your job, your marriage, your kids? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, your host for today, and you've just tuned in to the 5-minute radio show that will change your life and the lives of others. One Impact Live is based on the NIV One Impact Bible. It's all about our one true God who knows you, loves you, and sees you, the one person you are in Jesus, and the one impact we're all called to do. You know, worry, it can consume our lives, especially when things just aren't going our way. I know in my own life, years ago, I was facing hard times in my ministry, and I couldn't understand why. I was doing everything I possibly could do. I was stepping out on faith, and I was trusting God. But worry consumed me, and as a single mom at that time, I wondered how I was going to handle all the finances of the ministry, and how was I going to keep my sons in Christian schools? How was I even going to provide for them? But Jesus states in Luke 12, verse 22 through 26, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life or what you will eat or about your body or what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, but yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable are you than birds? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?" But even though Jesus reminds us not to worry, life can really take a hold of us. But one day, my heart was changed when I focused on Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything," let me repeat that, "but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus." Wow. "But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Instead of worrying, give it over to the one who knows you best and loves you most. He won't let you down. Sometimes we go through difficult times to build our character and to learn to persevere because God is doing something bigger in our lives. He's teaching us. He's molding us for something we haven't even begun to see. I know now, looking back, that God was teaching me and preparing me for my future. He didn't let me down, and He won't let you down either. Won't you let go of your worrying and let God do amazing things in your life? Give Him thanks for everything in your life, good and bad, because He is building something great for your future. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at terry@terrysquires.com or visit my website at terrysquires.com. So until next time, God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and don't forget to make your one impact.
Welcome back to the show, my friends. And we'll be messing with the sound mixture one more time. Oh, praise God. Don't you love it when you come back from vacation? And I was on vacation the last week with the family out there doing great things for the Lord at Tennessee a couple of weeks ago. And just took a little bit of a break this last week as well, just for spring break with the kids. And it was amazing what God has done. And just how He did amazing things for us. And just resting. And you need to rest, my friends. You can't be going 24 all the time, 24/7. And I do know that that it does weigh on you. It will weigh on you, my friends. It will hold you back. It will hold you back. And because you could do great things, but sometimes you can work too much and not get as effective as you need to be because you're tired. You need to be 100%. I was even talking about that with my friend yesterday as well. And I'll have more on that on another show. But you have to be rested when you're doing mission trips, when you're doing everything else. You have to be rested, and you have to, you know, stay where you can be rested and not have to worry about re-energizing whenever you can. And I think when I started doing my mission trips for the first time, I was 24/7, buddy, just going, just trying to be a blessing, just ministering to whom I had to minister to. And God did some amazing things, and He did. There's no doubt, but I could have easily kept going and doing that and stood there forever doing the things that I do in the healing services and the going to visiting small churches and doing, you know, good things, great things for the Lord. But I could have tired myself out. And then I started adapting it and changing things. And do you know that my ministry got stronger when I got more rest? And it's hard to get rest when you're on a mission trip. But I purposely make myself rest. I purposely put myself in this position where I need to get rest and where I need to relax and where I need to pray. And even before I go preach at a healing service, I spend hours and hours in front of God praying and just resting. And not really just screaming out, but just resting in Him. So it's important to do that. It's important to make that happen by resting with Him. Because you know what? When we go and preach, it's God. It's not us. But we need to be rested to where God can do it. So we need to have that kind of heart, that kind of idea of what we're doing and believing. So anyway, we're excited about what's going to be coming up this year in the station. And we're excited about what's going to be coming up in missions. And we have a new relationship and publishing with Whitaker House that we'll be introducing to you in a few weeks. And it's amazing to see that God could do great things. And God could take something you build with your hands, with your own hands, and not having all the best knowledge of it and learning about it and making it grow to where someone from the industry that's the top industry would come in and say, I want to be a part of what you're doing. How can we help? That's God, my friends. That's God to tell the people out there to see what we have and how we have it and to bring it to that point. It's God's divine appointments that He sets up for you. You just do your part. You just be yourself. You serve. You make yourself available. You do what you got to do. You start where you have to start, and just trust God, no matter how much everyone else looks like they're so much bigger in ministry and so much more happening in their lives. And there's tons of internet radio stations. There's tons of IPTV stations. But God told you to build this. God told you to build a Christian publishing. That is something you just do because God told you. It's better to be obedient than to sacrifice. You know, you have to trust God that He has great things for you. And you start where you're at. You begin where you can begin. And like I was telling you about the station here at the studio, it was just empty. It didn't have anything in it. But I'm a man of vision, and I believe when that little bit comes in, it empowers a faith in me that I'm able to get the rest of it and then get some more of it. And the other day we're driving, and me and my wife were looking for some things, and I was trying to get an idea how to build this HD studio that we're going to have, but we have to build the set first, and then we can start getting the equipment, because that's just usually how it works. I build the set, and then I'll start adding in the equipment and believing God for the stuff to come in miraculously. But there has to be at some point where to start. Do you get the equipment first, or do you build the set? And the set's the thing that takes the longest to do. The equipment, you just plug in, learn it a little bit, and go. And I just decided, I just decided to go look at houses with her. She loves to go look at houses. So we went to go drive around, look at houses. We found some things that I've been needing for this set. So somebody put them on the side of the road. And it was some shutters and some old-fashioned, heavy-duty shutters for the, you know, the doors that you would shut. It was one of those doors. And we went ahead and we got them. And there were so many of them. It's going to finish up the set. And then that was my idea, was to have these shutters and then these plastic corrugated boards and make the set with those and shine light on the board. Something simple but very up-to-date looking. And from my meeting last night, I was talking to my friend before I got to that meeting, and he's in North Carolina. He had a supplier out here that gave me a really good price on this stuff, and it would be great. But then I remembered my friend at his church when I visited had these boards that I was wondering where he got them from. And I asked him if he could tell me where he got them from, and he said, look, I have them. I have a whole pallet that I ordered, and there's some there for you. Just come by and get what you need. You see how God does the faith it takes. We get one thing, get excited. We have the paint. I'm about to start painting those shutters. There has to be action in your faith. There has to be some kind of, you have to be able to work the miracle. That's not a gift of miracles. It's a working of miracles. So I'm looking at this stuff. I'm thinking, hey, we're going to build with this. We're going to get the faith moving here. We're going to start with the doors and paint those things up so they can be the pillars around the set. And we're just going to paint them and get them ready. And I'm like just getting the stuff together, just moving. And do you know we're getting the other part of the set? So I know the rest of the set is coming. There's no doubt that the rest of the set is on its way. And we're going to be ready to roll and getting this HD studio quicker than we've ever been before, quicker than this first set that we built. And it's going to be an amazing thing for all of us to see this happen. So I'm excited about things. I'm excited that God is doing good things. And I'm just excited to see what God is doing in the ministry and how He's making things happen. How He's making things happen in our lives. And I want to encourage you. I want to make sure that you understand it. And also, I mentioned that God is going to do some wonderful things for the healing ministry this year. I feel it. This is the year that we're going to be out there going to churches and bringing the gift of healing and power back into churches. Plenty of teachers out there, plenty of great preachers out there, but God wants to see His power reign in services once again. And I believe that that's what He's bringing me and raising me up to do here in the United States of America. I already do it overseas, but He's bringing that gift, and it's going to be launching. It's going to be launching and touching lives in a very, 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 very quick near future. So I want you to pray for that. Remember, our address is Rev Media Network, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. If you want to partner with us and help do the work that we do, and we do have more costs now to run the radio station because we did move them to a server online, so we pay a little bit more monthly, and that's fine. I am okay with that. I want to see that thing happen. I want to see God produce. I believe God can add, even as we have to pay bills, God can still add in and add what we needed. I haven't had to ask anyone for any help. I do have churches that support because of the broadcasting with us, and they have been wonderful being a blessing. I do have a ministry that does send us funds for streaming their services, and they have it's a company that sends us funds for streaming their services, and we thank God for them as well. And it's Kingdom equipment they broadcast through us, and it's a blessing to see it happen. It's a blessing to see the things that God has happen, and we want to see God do great things in your life. So write me, David, at RevMediaNetwork.com, and I'm going to go ahead and sign out because my sinuses are starting to act up even worse right now as I'm talking, and I'm trying to fight back having a sneeze in your ear. So anyway, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to catch us again on here on RevMediaNetwork.com, Midwatch with the Rev. God bless you. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. And I'll get this sound system down. The new way we're running it is kind of confusing me. And the code is not helping. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time on the Midwatch.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its host.